to pretend like I'm a
pessimist. Pretend. Well, here we are. Here we are. Yisro Chag, Sukkot, Tovshin Samach Vav, Beis Daf, Daf Chof Aleph. We're holding at the bottom. I think it was Chof Amud Beis, if I'm not mistaken. And we're holding three lines up from the bottom of the page. Amr of Yitzchak Bar Abba, if you recall, we were talking about Pasei Beraot. And the question is it always a useful mechitza to make this Arba de Yumdim? And as long as there's water, we're mater Arba de Yumdim as a kula for cases of water. Says Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, no, that's not the case. Lo hutru Pasei Beraot, this is very, of course, timely. Ela lo olei regalim bilvat, the people who were being Isaac in a mitzvah, and they had to come all the way up to Yerushalayim, and it's a big problem of getting their animals taken care of on the road and so on. So, and for those that are leaving today, they're going back home, and they're going to be traveling over Shabbos, and it takes a long time to get all the way to Tzvat, you know. But, so they'll be traveling over Shabbos, so we have to have some heter for them to take care of their animals. So for Tzorchei Mitzvah, we made Pasei Beraot, but don't think Pasei Beraot are a general heter that you can use, like we have Mechitzat Tluya B'mayim, that type of heter. That's not what it's like at all. It's only for Lo L'Regalim. And of course, Lo L'Regalim would meet similar cases of mitzvah doers. V'atanya, Lo Hutru Pasei Beraot, Elo L'Gabei Behima Bilvat. Wait a minute, the Braita that says, we only allow Pasei Beraot for the use of animals. I mean, the animals are Lo L'Regalim, I mean, I thought, usually... No, means behema. My behema, behemat, olei regalim. It's saying, for the animals of olei regalim, we were matir pasei beraot. But for the people who are the olei regalim, we're not matir pasei beraot. Because after all, people, they always have an option, which animals have a big problem with. People can climb with their four legs, because they used to do them as hands. But animals have a problem, at least domestic animals have a problem climbing. So an Adam can be metapes v'ole, metapes v'yored. I mean, you want excitement, don't you, when you're being an olei regal? So, you know, just press your arms up against that well and get down to the water, take a drink in the Rishut HaYachid, and then climb back up again. And look, it's good exercise for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amy, is that true? V'amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yiron, Shmuel lo hutru pasei beraot ala lebe'er mayim chayim dolat. Pasei beraot are only good for be'er mayim chayim. Now, if we're talking about an animal, what does the animal care if it's be'er mayim chayim or it's b'mechunasim? Now, I know what you're thinking. You're bothered by the fact that before the Gemara said the nafkamina between mayim chayim and the non-mayim chayim is whether the water is going to run dry. But Tosfos asked this kasha before in that sugya, where it says the difference between the bar and the be'er is the fact that it'll run dry. And he asked, but later on we say the reason is that because it's useful for an adam, if it's fresh water, whereas if it was mechunas, maybe the person's not going to drink from it. And those are answers like this, that it's only according to Rav Yehuda ben Bava who holds that you can't make pasei beraot for a bor harabim. But if you hold you can make pasei beraot, according to the other shitas that we had before, for a bor harabim, then why over here would we say be'er? Because a bear is kosher for people, not because obviously it's not market, run dry or not run dry. Okay, so according to him, the only possible explanation would be of the quality of the water. So if that's the case, what do we care the quality of the water if we're dealing with an animal? So if it's mechunas, you don't give your animal from water cisterns. You do give your animal from water cisterns. So ila be'ima, mali chayim, mali mechunasim. That's because be'ina midi dechazi la'adam. The tikkun is made on something which is ra'ui la'adam, but then only for a behema. Now, Tosfos explains, well, this is a little bit strange, but it's not, well, why would we need royal autumn if it's only good for a behema? It really doesn't make much sense. Tosfos explains the point is, take a look at the sugya that we had before about your chotzer opening up into Pasei Beraot. We wanted to know if you can carry from one into the other. I mean, isn't the mashmut over there is that we're taking the water from the Pasei Beraot into the chotzer? I want to draw water, so I'm drawing into my chotzer. I said, oh, but strange, that doesn't help for a chair that I left in the Pasei Beraot to bring the chair into the chotzer, vice versa. I mean, the mashmahut is that we're dealing directly with the question of the usage of the Pasei Beraot, which is for the water. So says, of course, the point is that the tikkun that you're making over here, once it's mitukan for the behema, obviously it can be used by the adam. The only point that we're doing is that since the whole idea over here is a tikkun for the behema of olei regalim, so we make it, l'chatchila, it's for behema. having made it for the behemoth. What are you going to say? Only your animal can use it. You have to crawl into the barn. That's crazy. Of course, once it's there, it's okay. And that basically defines the whole surah of the pasuk. The shiur of Rosh Hashanah, of the Torah, and the merchak between the two edges of the three-man team, or the four-man team, and so on and so forth. So in other words, it's telling me the tzura of the gezerah. He's not coming to tell me the actual usage of the thing. Having been mitukan, it's mitukan. And that's what was talking about before. We had pasuk berot that was mitukan for the ole regalim for the behemot. Now somebody has a chatzar. He wants to use it for himself, obviously. Over there, that was a shaylif. There's no problem there. If he can use it for himself as well. What's more, we'll see in a moment, that if imayu rechavim, I didn't get up to the exact, is bear my claim, lo utru pasi b'lein avad, who are we? Gufa, yeah. Lo utru pasi b'rot ala b'im avad, aval adam metapes v'olem metapes v'yore, v'imayu rechavim afilu la adam nan. Meaning, according to Tosfos, if you have a be'er which is too wide for you to crawl up and down by pressing your arms against the edges of the be'er, so then, lechatchila, you can be metakin la'adam. That's how he would understand that, because otherwise it's steered his approach. Right? It's mashma. If you already have it, then an adam can use it only if he has no alternative. He says, no. This means you can make pasuk berot for only human usage if there's no other alternative for the human to get the water. That's what it means. But if you've been metakin for a behema, then any time that you have that tikkun, a human can use it without actually crawling. So the Gemara never meant, in all seriousness, well, why don't you just crawl into the well and use the well? And Gemara meant that if you want to go be mitaken, go better crawl into the well.
And Imayu Rechavim is saying that you wouldn't even need animals.
You wouldn't need the animals in such a case. You could originally build your pasuk berot for yourself, not even owning any animals.
For kids, what's that about field all time?
What do you mean? Kids always like getting themselves killed in wells. That's not okay. The lo yemale adam. Now here is the continuation, the brayta that we were looking for before. Lo yemale adam mayim v'yitein lifnei behemto. Which this is like comes out of left field. It seems to be the craziest thing. We just got talking about the whole deal of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, we know of course already the answer because we've heard Abaya twice. But here's the place where Abaya is going to say it. Matkif l'Ravanan. That's crazy. So what's the point of pasuk beraot if you can't feed your animal? I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean, maho ilu? What kind of question is that, Mao Ilo? I mean, if I didn't have the pasuk berot, I wouldn't be able to take the water out of the bar, even to put into the trough. What's your question? Mao Ilo, Lamalot Mayan. I mean, Mao Ilo, Roshavaru, Basho, Parami. The whole thing doesn't make sense. If I'm not going to be feeding my animal, why do I have to measure how much of the animal is inside? Obviously, I could feed the animal. Now, I mean, of course, we could have answered his question by saying, oh, there's obviously two dinim. It depends if you're holding the animal. Not holding the animal, why is he saying ma'o ilo? The answer is mitbakesh me'elav. I mean, we were assuming the answer all along. Asks Tosfos, well, what kind of question is that? Says Tosfos that it's clear that Rav Anan either holds that the mashma'ut of lo yemale is under any circumstances, which would mean even if you're holding the animal, which is absurd, or maybe the opposite. Maybe it's so obvious to him that if you're holding the animal, that Rosh Hashanah is enough, so then this doesn't make any sense. You wouldn't even need Rosh Hashanah. Om Rabbaye, and here's where Rabbaye said what he said. Om Rabbaye, how could my askina be? Vosa me grushet rabin, gavo asara, rocha varba, rosh nechus ben apaz, etc., 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 as we all know. Om Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. We have two interesting kulot. One is the pasuk berot, which we said is only for ole regalim. There's no such halacha in chutz laretz, because we don't have ole regalim, and as we'll see, we don't have people traveling for getting back to yeshiva on time either in chutz laretz. No issues in chutz laretz.
Is it bavel chutz laretz?
No. Chutz laretz was outside of bavel in those days. So, that's what they call their cities. Yir Hatera Vakidusha in the Lakewood. Okay, so with Chutz Laretz, there's no people that are traveling in groups for Tzerchei Mitzvah, so we weren't Matir Pasi Beirot. There's also no burgening. What's burgening referring to? We'll see later on in our Masechta that when it comes to determining where a city ends, to start counting the 2,000 amot, that ends only after the last house of the city. And then you can start counting your 2,000 amot, and you actually make a square around the city, a virtual square, so that a city is always squared according to the Ruchot HaOlam, And because on one side, for instance, in Yerushalayim, as you know, it was always, I mean, nowadays it's expanded tremendously, but you never made the Tefillat HaDerech, according to those who held that you have to be outside of the Tchum, you never made Tefillat HaDerech before you got the Moses. Nobody can understand. There were no houses anywhere nearby between. But Hadassah extended Yerushalayim to the same point that Moses is. And so Mamela on a straight line. You know, you don't see anything. I mean, you can't see Hadassah when you're going down the road to Tel Aviv.
So the line doesn't go to the next outer thing. Right?
It's straight, exactly. Right. No zigzags.
North, south,
east, and west, as we'll see. So that's the din of the Tum. Burgenin means that even if you have anything, you've got even a Burgen is a sukkah that's made for a watchman. So it's basically just a little hut, that teepee that you put out there. Normally we don't consider that to be a bayit. Here is the picture of a Burgen. This looks to me
like a little bookcase.
Yeah, this is no Burgen. That's usual. It's completely wrong. No, this is seriously wrong because the whole point of the Gemara, it's just incredible. I can't get over it. I thought maybe once is an accurate picture. It's just astounding. Somebody comes out a supposedly scientific version of the Talmud and doesn't get one illustration right. This is not a Burgenin that we're referring to, because it's made out of brick. And we'll see the whole point of a Burgenin is the little piggy story. If you can come along and say, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down, and it won't blow down, then this law will not apply. So therefore, this is not the Burgenin that we're referring to. But they do serve a purpose, because at least it makes it clear what it isn't, these illustrations. Does this one give an illustration of a little Burgenin? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll get to that. That's a whole piece of the sugya later. It's a whole piece of our mesechta. This is more reasonable as a little shack, a little Burgenin. Yeah, it's a sugya basically. It has to be a sugya le'aklinim. Yeah. So the Burgenin does not apply in Bavel. Why is that? Burgenin bebavelo deshchite bitke. Since in Bavel you often have these flash floods, so it'll rain and the water just comes. The water comes by; it's going to take the Burgenin with it, which obviously it won't in that picture. And pasei beiraot don't apply in Chutz Laretz. Why? Because you don't have people traveling to yeshiva in Chutz Laretz. So what are they going to be needing the heter of pasei beiraot for? Certainly, you don't need to drink if you're not heading to yeshiva. And so memela, we were never matir pasei beiraot in Chutz Laretz. Aval ipcha avdina, but the other way around, yes. I mean, there's certainly pasei beirot you can have in Chutz Laretz, places where it's not shlichi bitkidamaya, and Burgenin you can have, and in Bavel where you do have people traveling en masse to the yeshivas, so then you can have pasei beirot too. Ikne amri amri v'yamei barav amrav ein Burgenin u pasei beirot lo bebavel v'lo bechutz laretz. The other version has it that pasei beiraot and Burgenin apply in neither location, only in Eretz Yisrael. But Burgenin bebavelo, that's because we've already explained, shchichei bitke, because you got the water that's just going to blow them away. But chutz laretz namilo, because even though there's no flash flooding, but there's always ganovim. The ganovim has a bunch of Arabs over there. The moment they see anything, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, they strip it bare. Again, not the Burgenin in the picture, because it's a little difficult to carry away a building. But the Burgenin in the Gemara is something that you can just strip down. You know, so you see a little bit of wood, they'll just take the wood, obviously. I mean, so you watch them looking at the bicycles or at the cars. Or what. It's always, the mind is always searching for a way to carry something off. You know. Could I cut the chain or could I not? And that's it. Okay.
If not, just carry them off instead.
So therefore, that's the end of Burgenin. Pasei beiraot, in Bavel, you don't use either, according to this version. Why? The Shechei Maya. Bavel has got so many places where an animal can simply go over to a stream and drink. Why would you need to have pasei beiraot? It's a problem to find water. And b'chutz laretz namilo, because of what we said before, lo shechiach misifta. You know, Amri Atitu be Barnashla be Knishta de Daniel. Gosh, you guys have a minig over there that you used to travel from Barnash all the way to the famous tourist spot, which was Daniel's Beit HaKnesset. You know, anybody that would come by, you'd have Barnea and somebody like that saying, and here's the place where Daniel, where it says in the Tanakh that Daniel used to daven three times a day, and there's Mechavi towards Yerushalayim. This is the spot right here. You can see where he stood and would face Yerushalayim. And so they made a Beit HaKnesset in that spot, and he used to travel from Barnash which was out of the Tchum. That's a Tlata Parsei B'Shabbata. How the heck did you manage to travel on Shabbat to go that far? I mean, it's outside of anything. I don't understand how you get there. So Amai Samchitu HaBurganin, were you relying on the Burganin between Barnash and the Beit Nishtet Daniel? Om Rav Vodei Avua, Mishmei Rav, your grandfather said in Rav's name, Ein Burganin Babovo. So how can you rely on that? Nofak V'ach relates. He said, okay, only a real tourist demonstration here is going to help you. So he took him on a tour. And he showed him Hanu Matvata the Miloin Beshivamama Vishirayim. There were a lot of ghost towns in the area. People didn't show up on the map because they weren't settled anymore. But that those towns he was relying on as the equivalent of Burganis. And that there were actually, if you take a look again, I mean, anyway, obviously you have to travel the entire length and breadth of it because you have to be able to show how he was relying. But, you know, he took up a hot air balloon. So he showed him these various matvata, which people didn't know about, which he knew about, all of which were Shivim Amos somewhere along a line with each other. And therefore, really, the Tchum of Barnash extended much closer to the Beit Knesset, to Daniel, than you would have ever imagined.
These places
were settled? They had people in them? No, there were no people in. They were old towns that had fallen out of usage when the road passed them by and the Walmart opened up in the, you know, along in Barnash, so everybody just followed the Walmart to civilization, obviously, and everything else disappeared.
These houses that are all bitten up here, the Sukkani bricks. The Sukkani bricks, all the houses that
are bitten through. Omer Chista, Dorish Mori Bar Mar. My Dersiv, once we're up to Rav Chista's memoriam over here, so he also wants to tell us a very beautiful drasha, which is extremely nogea today, because we're going to be examining the end of Kohelet. And that's really exactly what we're up to. We want to say goodbye to Kohelet on Yisrochar. So my dechtiv, what is the meaning? We find that in various places, the Torah gives an expression to the breadth of Teresh Baal Peh, but doesn't give us any specific information about the relationship of that breadth to the universe as a whole. We had a shiur last night about Torah providing the actual space of the universe, the sukkah. What's the size, basically, of that? So, my dechtiv, l'chol tichla reiti keitz rechava mitzvotecha ma'od. Every tichla has an end to it that I could make up. Some have a lashon tichla. There's two ways of understanding this in the Rishonim. Either tichla is a lashon of desire, from kalta nafshi, in other words, something that a person has a deep need for. Or tichla means a question of tachli, things that have a specific end. So all these things seem to have a clear-cut definition, except for your mitzvah. The mitzvah is Torah Shabbat. As we saw earlier, mitzvah is a mishnah. And as the Rambam says in the Psicha to the Mishnah Torah, that the meaning of the mitzvah Torah v'ha-mitzvah is Torah k'tuvah, and mitzvah is Torah Shabbat. So rechavam mitzvotecha ma'od. The dover ze amar David. David said that, v'lo pirsho, but he didn't explain what ma'od means. Maybe he didn't know. Omro Iyov. Iyov also mentioned it, as we'll see. Velo Pirsho. Omro Yecheskel. We'll see that Yecheskel also implies that it's enormous. Velo Pirsho. One person came along, Zechariah ben Ido, Upirsho, and he gave the actual relationship of the space of Torah to the space of the universe. And he said like this. David, Omro David Velo Pirsho. David's original ma'amar is what we said. L'chol tichla reitikets, l'chavam mitzvotecha ma'od, without further information. Omro Iyov velo pirsho, what are we referring to? Aruka me'eretz midah, that's what the matike, which is the midah of chokhmah itself, is greater than the earth itself. Urechava mineyam, which now implies mineyam is the universe as a whole. And Yecheskel also, Omro Yecheskel velo pirsho dechtiv, Yecheskel talks about vayifroso telefanai v'iktuva, fanim v'achor, v'chotu v'alea kinim, v'hege, v'hi. So here's this Megillah that he's shown, which is written front and back, and it says on it, Kinim Hega and He. What are Kinim Hega and He? Kinim refers to the Puranotan Shal Tzadikim Ba'olam Hazeh. V'cheinu Omer Kinahi V'konenehu. So we see the lashon of Kinah is a konenua benot goyim, is something that you say on Tzorah. So that's the Tzorah, the things that happen to Tzadikim Ba'olam Hazeh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very tough on Tzadikim, pays them back in Olam Hazeh. Hege refers to Matan Scharan, Shal Tzadikim Latid Labo, as it says, V'chein Omer Alei Gayon Bechinor. So Hege is a lashon of Simcha, Higayon. That's a reference to Simcha of Tzadikim. And when it says vehi, he refers to Purnatoncho Rishayim Latid Lavo. That refers to the hell of Rishayim, Bechenu Omer, and we find the Lashon of he in Hova al Hova Tavo. Now there it's a Lashon of destruction and over destruction. That's he. But he doesn't say how big the Megillah was. Atshabah Zechariah ben Ido Upirsho. Comes along Zechariah. He sees the Megillah and he gives the definition of its size. Dichtiv. Vayomer Eli, ma ata ro'eh. So the Malach says to him, so what is it that you see now? Vomar ani ro'eh Megillah afa. I see this Megillah that's bent into two. In other words, it's kaful. And its size is orcha esrim ba'ama. So it's 20 amot long. This is now after the Golos of Yechonia and the Cheresh and the Masger, and all that's left now is the space of Torah as opposed to the Beis Hamikdash and the Eretz Yisrael and what we were used to measuring our lives by, and now life is to be measured by Torah. Fine. How big is this Torah? This is the Torah Shebaal Peh that we're talking about here. How big is this Megillah in which it's written down all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's notes on Torah Shebaal Peh? It's 20 amot, but this refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amot. It's 20 of God's amot, and we'll see what amot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to. So it's 20 amot long, and it's 10 amot wide, but it's bent over into two. So ki pashatet Allah, havi esrim be'esrim. When you now spread the other piece, it becomes 20 by 20. It was 20 by 10 before. Now it's 20 by 20. Furthermore, the Navi also said, v'chtiv, panim v'achor. The Megillah is written front and back. So that means that we now have to take the writing on the other side, move it over to the front side, and double our Megillah. So we now have, if you virtually remove the writing from the back, add it now to the front, kama habila, you now have 40 by 20. You just doubled the square amotage of the Megillah. Okay. Now, how big, that doesn't help us very much because we don't know how large an Amma is in reference to the size of the universe. Okay, so we have to determine how large this is relative to the universe. Now, it says in the Pasuk, Uchtiv, Mi madad b'sha'olom mayim, v'shamayim bazeret tikein. Shamayim bazeret tikein means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meyaseh the Shamayim by which we refer to our universe. So the entire universe is included in a Zeret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Zeret is a half an Amma, which would mean that one half an Amma by one half an Amma is the size of the universe. Then the size of the notes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Torah Shebaal Peh is now 3,200 times the size of the universe. So we now, in terms of its square amotage, right? Because we have the 8 times 40 here. So we basically multiplied it with the chatziseret. So it comes out that it's 3,200 times. Nimtza kol olam kulo. Echad mishloshet alafim umatayim batorah. Because, I mean, after all, a chatzi amma by a chatzi amma, we try to put that into an amma by amma, which we have over here. Amma by amma, we've got arboim b'esrim. So we've got now the 800 multiplied by 4, which is the zeret by zeret, gives you 3,200. We now know the relationship between the universe that we're aware of and the actual space which was provided for the universe by Torah, and it's a relationship of 3,200 to 1. So at least we know what Arukah Mitzvotech HaMa'od means, finally. Okay. I think we probably have to say Barnea the name once again of Rabbi Amos. If we're going to be drinking this coffee in his memory, it's only right that we think about him. But it's Amos Ben Yosef HaKohen. I'm saying this. No. I don't drink coffee with Mazonis on the way. I'm kind of holding it. Okay. The Omer Chista, Dorish Mori Bar Mar, once we're on with Chista's drushes, in the name of Mori Bar Mar, might it seem, Vihine Shnei Dudai Te'enim. What is the meaning of this whole sugya over here? Shnei Dudai Te'enim Muadim Lifnei Hekel Hashem, Acharei Aglot Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavelet Yechoniah, Melech Ben Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda. Here again, we have that same period. And here it says, Beferish, I see two big two pots full of te'enin. And I see this vision that after the galut of Yechoniah and the bringing of the cheresh and the masker before the korban itself, I see in front of the bayit a vision of two duda'i te'enim. What are those two duda'i te'enim? Haduda echad te'enim tovot ba'od ki te'enim habakurot. One of them is the most fantastic quality te'enim, like first quality, the chira of the te'enim. And then haduda echad te'enim ra'ot ba'od asher lo tochleno miro'a. The other one is terrible. They can't even be eaten. So the te'enim ha'tovot refers to tzaddik and gemurim. The te'enim ha'ra'ot refers to rishayim and gemurim. Now you'll think to yourself, aha, so basically the Navi is saying, okay, we can throw out the dud of the te'enim ha'ra'im and put them together with one of the governments of Israel and just forget about the whole thing. So shema tomar avat sivramu batal sikuyam, it's hopeless, and you just give up on them. Talmud omar ha'dudaim matnu reyach, for which we're darshaning, the two dudes that are yasar, they both end up giving a reyach tov, even the crummy one. You just need to have enough patience. Elu ve'elu atidim shi'etnu reyach, both of them ultimately will deliver their reyach to the world.
Is that applied to the governments of Israel as well?
Apparently it serves a purpose. Dorash Rava, my deksiva dudaim natnu reyach, on the other level of the dudaim, the simple pshat of dudaim. So the dudaim, we know, is a reference to reproductive capacity. That's why Ruven brought Ruven dudaim. It's still used till today as a segula, as a aphrodisiac. So dudaim natnu reyach obviously refers to something sexual in the context of Shira Shirin. So that's referring to Bachurei Yisrael Shelo Ta'amut Tam Chet, that they retained all their libido for the moment in which they have to give forth their reyach. Va'al pitchenu kol migadim refers to Benot Yisrael. The pitachenu referring to their body openings. So they're magidot pitchehem leba'alehem, or lishnachinu sh'ogdot pitchehem leba'alehem. The kol migadim is either a lashon of speaking out. In other words, so Benot Yisrael are very makbid on Hilchos Nida, so they will say when they're open for business. Or ogdot means that they will protect their bodies from other people only for their husbands. So it's a reference to both types of power. Bachurei Yisrael were careful to be shomer the bris, and on Benos Yisrael were careful either with Bechlal Arayis or specifically with Hilchos Nida. Chadashim gam yishadim dodit zafantilach, amra Knesset Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam. I have chadashim that are even bigger than the yishanim. And all of my chidushim of my gezeros. I mean, take a look at everything. My God. And I was mekayim even the gezeros. Rav Chisda asked one of the talmidim that used to say over various midrashim in front of him, "Mish mialcha chadashim gam yishanim mahu? Do you have a kabbal of what the meaning is of chadashim gam yishanim?" Amar lei elu mitzvot kalot, ve'elu mitzvot chamurot. But Marsha explains that he was saying over, the assumption is that in any sugya, first the main sugya was given over, so with all of the chumras. This is a lashon of agoda, which is Dvarim Koshim Tegidim. So I would assume that the Torah was given first with the main chumras, and then, let's say, Shabbos would be given with the malachas first, and then with these secondary issues, the Yisr Mechamer, the Yisr Chumim, which is no Chi of Mises. That's the Chadashim Gam Yishanim. Amar, that's ridiculous. What is Chadash and Yashad? It's one Torah. I mean, I don't know. Even if you're right about the way in which it's originally taught, you don't call that new and old. There's no new and old. There's one Torah. That's not the Pshat. I'll tell you the Pshat. Alolam Yidibrei Torah, Alolam Yidibrei Seferim. The new things, indeed, are what was given afterwards. Dorash Rava Maidichtiv, what does Kohelet mean at the end when he says, V'yoter me'ema b'ni Yisaher, asot sfarim harbei v'lahag harbei yidiyat asar. So it means like this. Yizayer b'ni, yoter mi'hema, more than what is written in the Torah. You should be zoyer from the asot sfarim harbei, from divrei sofrim. So be more careful about it, Rabbon, and more than divrei Torah. Why? Should divrei Torah, good, you'll be over on an isrim in your Isa. You have an essay, and it's a leisa say. Okay, it's a leisa say, chai malka, it's not the end of the world, so you get beaten up. No? But divrei sofrim, kolo overa divrei sofrim chayav mita. And that's the paritz keder yishchena nachash. So once you break open that gader, so then your life is forfeit. Shema tomar. This is Summer Masgur on a Divrei Sofrim. Someone's over on Divrei Sofrim, he's over because he doesn't take it seriously. Which means it's a rejection of the entire structure. That's why it's a structure. It's paritz gader. You break the structure down. So it's the equivalent of a bikur asur in terms of Baruch Shambaza when it comes to Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah people take seriously. So if they're over something, it's because they have a need to, a desire to. They're overwhelmed with their Yetzer Hara. But it's not that they ignore it. They figure out some rationalization. When it comes to Divrei Sofrim, they say to themselves, no, it's only the Rabbanan. That's the way they look at it. Once they say it's only the Rabbanan, they're throwing out the whole thing. So Mimela over there, you're a Paretz Geder, and a Paretz Geder is just kind of not. There's a very, very clear clear sense. One is not a rejection of structure, and the other one is.
Usually a little bit counter some other things we saw in the beginning of Rabbis in terms of the rabbi setup. So it's actually doing the merits and the very fact they're doing it puts us in a situation.
You mean the protection ends up being more dangerous than the.
Yes.
Yeah. We've seen that, as you said. You're going to miss the Messiah? You see, Banea? It's too late now. No matter what you do, you're not going to be able to. Ah, there you go. Wait a minute. Ain't faith in this guy. No. It means if I am Misim, you'll end up getting bit by a snake. So the snake of the Rabbana. We saw a snake of the Rabbana doesn't have any cure. That's the end. Not you, too. Oh, you see, you can get the cakes, and now you're ready to leave also. That's the chatting for things. You give one and you ruin everybody else. You hurry up and get him his phone. He can't go without it. You know what? The coffee's getting cold. Maybe we should have our buns and then continue. What do you think? Are you afraid we'll lose everybody? Take a 5-minute bun break. Okay. Sorry, you guys out there. It's good buns and good coffee. Maybe you take a 5-minute break. And get yourselves some Starbucks or whatever Starbucks, else they yeah, whatever else they have in your community and rejoin us. So here we go. Hope you all enjoyed your coffee. Okay.
We're ahead today.
No, this was a call. Yes, no, it was very well timed. Thank you very, very much for this. Great cup of. Shema Tomar. Now, if you're going to be over, I'll Divrei Sofrim. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, in Yesh Behem Mamash, B'Pnei Malon Dichtavu. If these Divrei Sofrim are so important, how come they weren't written in the Torah? Must be they're really not important. Or Makra, therefore, continues the Pasuk to say, that Asot Sforim Harvei, in case. In other words, it's true that the Torah continues on way beyond what is capable of being written in a book. But Baruch gave us the Yisaydeh Sintera, but he left it for us to interpret it. What's the meaning of Lag Harbeik Yad Masar? Amr of Papa Greater of Achabar, Adabishmeder of Achabar, Ula, Malamich, Kol Hamalig, we're darshing on Lag as Lag, Kol Hamalig al Divrecha Kamim, anybody who laughs off the Rabbonans, Nidon Bitso Aro Tahat, that's Yigiat Basar.
Doesn't sound too good.
Doesn't sound good.
Boiling oil.
Would be better, maybe. So that's Yigiat Basar. In other words, what the flesh has already taken its nourishment out of, you're left behind with excrement. That's Tso Aro Tahat. Matki Florava doesn't say lag, it says lag. Miktiv lag, of course, it always rub is very makbin on these kind of drushes that play light and easy over here on the woods. Ela kol ahogeh bahem toim bahem ta'am basar. If you're miyageyat mimalahe, and you continue to think out carefully, you get yourself to taste a steak, even though you think you've been through it 100 times already. How much am I going to get to see new over here? Every time it's new. Tan rabbanan ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva shayachavush bebeit asurim. Once it was a story when Rabbi Akiva, in his old age, was in jail before he was executed. Voya Rabbi Yoshua Agarsi mishartov b'chol yom v'yom. Rabbi Yoshua Garsi, either as a Garsi because he was a grinder, or his name of the town that he came from, was Garus. different, two different approaches. But anyway, he used to be Masharasim, and every day he would bring him mayim b'midah. He would bring him water sufficient for him to have to drink and to do netilat yadayim. Yom echad b'tzah shomer b'beit ha'asurim. One day, the watchman of the Beit HaSurim says to him, just as an excuse to cause trouble, ah, hayom emecha merubim. You're bringing a lot of water today. Shema lachtor Beit HaSurim atatzarim. What are you bringing so much water for? Maybe you're trying to use the water to soften up the dirt so you can dig a tunnel to get out of here. Shafach chetzyan, he pours out half the water. Menatan lo chetzyan. Yishabayit zah Rabbi Akiva with half the kamut of the mayim. Amalo Rabbi Akiva says to me, Yoshua, what's the matter with you? Hina tal yodeya shezakein ani. I'm an old man, I don't have much resistance left. B'chayai tzviyim b'chayach, I'm dependent on you for my life. Zach lo kol ha-tova me'ora. So he told him what happened with the shomer. Amarlo tainli mayim shetol yadai. So okay, give me water, so I do netilat yadayim. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, lishtoten magim. There's not even enough for you to keep you going over to drink. You're going to use some of it for netilat yadayim. Litol yadecha magim. Amarlo, so Maya said, well, what should I do? Not to be netil yadayim, shechayavim alayim mita. I should ignore the takanas chachomim. Mutav amut mita tatzmi. Better I should die from dehydration. V'lo avor al dat chaviram. I'll die anyway. I'd rather die of dehydration than dying from being over on the das of the Rabbana. Om lotam, he refused to eat anything. Lotam, kum hachevi lobayim. Yeshua argued with him. He wouldn't eat anything until he brought him water from the Tehillat Yadayim. Kishamucha kamim badavar amru. Ah, ma bezikhnutokach. With his old man that had barely any kayach. That's how makbid he was. Imagine b'yaldato when he was a young man. Alachat kamah v'kamah. He's in a matzav over here. He's in jail. Everything is terrible. And nonetheless, he's makbid on each thing. Shalom Beit HaSurim. Chad kamah v'kamah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, b'sha'a shetiken Shlomo Eruvim. V'netilat yadayim. We're talking about Chadashim Gam Yishanim. So when Shlomo HaMelech was mentaking the dinim of Eruvim for Chatzirot, and the Tilat Yadayim, some of the Girsa Yadayim, because we said before there was Gezer Stam Yadayim for Kedesh. He wasn't Gezer Netilat Yadayim. That we do stam on bread. Yotzta batko v'yamra b'niim chacham libcha yismach libi gamani. Omer chacham b'ni yismach libi v'ashiva chorfei davar. So here too, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that those who are mecharef and megadef and don't take the Torah seriously by pointing out that these type of gezeiros, I can have something to say back to them. Dorash Rava, ma'ayt etziv l'chod odin yitzeya saden alina bakvarim nashkim alakramim nireim parcha hagefen. What is it referring to? So whenever the lechadah is a reference to my lover, is Knesset Yisrael saying, calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu their lover. Don't look at me the way you look at people that live in the big cities. The big cities, oh God, is full of garbage. Ignore Manhattan. No, these kind of places, ignore that. Over there you've got Gezel, Arayah, Shvashov, Shvashekar, newspapers, Steve, God only knows. Next day, Asadeh, let's go out.
And clean, we'll, healthy.
Yeah, we'll go out to the places where we have clean and healthy living. These are people that are the farmers, they're Isaac, Batera, Mitzvah, Dachak, not living on the west side. And there you'll see some real Jews. I'll show you people that are, look, they have simple lives, they don't have time for Gezel, Arayish, Rashav, they don't read newspapers and listen to the horrible garbage, busy learning Torah. Nalina Bakvarim, and let's go out there and we'll sleep. What's it going to be, Bakvarim? Let's go to the Kofrim. I want to show you the difference between us and between these Goyim. These Christians, look what they've got over there. Look how much good these guys, they live over there in Sweden on top of the world, the welfare state, everybody. They're all taken care of. Not a care in the world. They look down at the Jews with all of their cares. And what are their kafir in you in return for all of the good that you give them? Take a look at the difference. Nashkima lakramim. Let's get up early. I'll take you into the Beit HaKnesset. I'll take you to the Beit HaMidrash where people are lined up like in a vineyard, davening and learning. Near Ein Parcha Geffen. Take a look and see if you have the little flowers on the Geffen. That's Balei Mikra, the first sign that somebody's going to develop knows Tanakh. Bitaka Simadar already, that's more grown. That's Elu Balei Mishnah, that are more developed. Hey Neitzu HaRimonim, the Rimonim ready now with the Neitz, that's already Balei Gemara. Shom etene dodailach, I will pour out my love to you. That's talking about Erech HaKvodi, that you do like. I want to show you what I've grown into. Shevach banayu notai, I'll take a look at my understanding, my gemaras, my takonas, my gezeras. You're talking about a serious people over here. What are you looking over there in the cities for? Omer Rav Amnuna, my dechsiv, by daver shloshet alafim mashal, v'yishiro chamishava elef. And it talks about Shlomo HaMelech, that he spoke out 3,000 different fables, and 1,005 songs. What is this referring to? Malamit Shamar Shlomo HaKol Davar V'Davar Shal Torah, Shloshet Alafim Mashal, and HaKol Davar V'Davar Shal Sofrim, Chamisha V'Elef Ta'amim. The Bashir is to make something understandable to you. What can we do? We only have a small selection. Mishleim and Shirashir. Dorash Rava. My dechzi v'yoter shaya kohelet chacham. Odli mei da'at et ha'am. Yizein v'chikeret ikein misharim harbe. What is this referring to? Li mei da'at et ha'am means the agmere b'simanei ta'amim. This means that he taught them simanim in ta'amim. So that he taught them how to read properly, to know the difference and to remember the mesoret. You know, like we have, we don't, unfortunately, not Isaac in the Masoret, but the Masoret HaGdola, with the way in which this particular word occurs in this particular way in such and such number of places, with each remez katan to any difference in how it's structured. And he did the same thing for the Mishnah, and to remember how it is that the Mishnah is structured. The Asbara B'mayta Gamile, and explained to them, he showed them, here it's similar to the usage here, here it's dissimilar from the, which is very, very common, you'll find throughout the Masoret. Shnayim B'mikra, I'll say, or Arba. And Izen v'chiker tikein mishalim arbe. What does this mean, Izen? Izen is a lotion of ears. Omerullah Omer Abeliezer, yes. B'tchilai ta Torah damah l'kvifah shein la'aznayim. The Torah used to be similar to a cup that didn't have any handle on it, didn't have any ears. An ozen is an ozen of a cleat. You couldn't hold on to it. Ad sheba Shlomo v'asah la'aznayim. Shlomo came along and he made handles. What are those handles? Like the faces of the Arabic. Yadayim, Shnius Larayas, all of the things that allow you to hold on to the Torah. So, by being rochak, no, by being rochak, from being over on the Torah, you're able to hold on to the Torah as a whole. Because once you start breaking into various areas, the whole thing falls apart. And then it's, what's the meaning of Kfutzotav Taltalim? Omer of Chista, Omer Marut, from Alanik, Shigesh Lidrosh, Alkol Kotz Vekotz, Tile Tilim Shal Halachot. So kvutzotav, even the edges, the slightest little thing, on every coat is the edge, on every little piece that sticks up out of an oat. You could have piles and piles of halacha. Shichorot keorev, that means miyata motzen, where do you find all of this work and all of this understanding? The mi shemashkimu ma'ariv aleim lebeit amigrash, shichorot keorev, it's like it's dark still outside. So he's, in the morning, he's out there, early in the morning, and he's out there in the erev. So that's the shichorot, the shachritz. Orev is Arvitz. So he's there before davening. He's there after davening in the Beit HaMikdash. Rabba Amar, b'mishim mashchir panav aleihem ka'orev. The guy is cruel to himself. He turns black from work and from insufficient exposure to the sun, the nourishment. Rabba Amar, b'mishim meisim matzvah, z'riyal banav abneto, b'nei beto ka'orev. Somebody who doesn't think about what his family would like. Yeah, I know you'd like a new car, but I'm busy learning, so I'm not going to put in the extra month's work to get you the new car. So he makes himself cruel to his family. Instead of dedicating himself to giving them their every desire, dedicates himself to the right Torah. I guess we'll get on. The right smack bang in the middle. So, cut up. Barnea certainly helped us with the coffee and the buns. Thank you.